Short Lecture, Skill 3. Resources. Listen to part of a lecture in an environment class and answer the question. As all of you know, all living things need resources to survive, whether for food or to provide shelter. Humans are just very good at getting hold of them. We have used up one-third of the world's resources in the last 30 years. At that rate, how long do you think it will take us before we use up the rest?
60 years?
You're close. One estimate gives us 50 years before we will need another planet to sustain the world's population if it keeps using resources the way it does today. However, people in countries such as America, Japan, and European countries can use up to 30 times the amount of resources as people from poor countries. We simply catch too many fish, use too much wood, and waste too much fresh water. Do any of you have an idea as to what percentage of the world's important fish stocks are already overexploited?
What do you mean by overexploited?
I mean that at the current rate of use, their species will disappear altogether within the next 10 to 20 years.
I'd say 50%?
More, at least 70%. As if that weren't enough, the commercial bushmeat trade takes many rare, wild species for luxury food. Everyone is familiar with this term, bushmeat?
Doesn't it mean the meat of forest animals such as gorillas, elephants, and chimpanzees?
Right. I think you heard the term from the news about the growth of wild meat demand in Africa. Bushmeat is usually understood to refer to the meat, used for food, of any terrestrial wild animal. Apart from those animals, the number of tropical orchids, coral reef fish, and many reptiles and birds taken for pets and for our entertainment has grown 6 times since 1961. Consumption of fresh water has tripled since 1950, and it is becoming a very scarce resource. 1 billion people worldwide don't have access to clean drinking water. Altogether, up to half of all new plant growth each year on the planet is taken for human use. How can we put the brakes on this kind of runaway exploitation of our resources? Any ideas?
We need to get serious about trade restrictions and fine those countries that trade in rare animal parts.
That's certainly been tried, but has it done much to reduce the traffic?
The profits are so tempting that they risk getting caught. It won't be easy to reduce trade of those animals.
Put simply, if we take from the wild, we must do it in ways that allow natural populations to recover and last long into the future. Blue whales and other large marine creatures were brought back from the brink of extinction because we stopped harvesting them to excess. If you catch fish faster than they can reproduce, there will be no fish for anybody to use in the future. The same goes for forests. What does the professor imply by, if we take from the wild, we must do it in ways that allow natural populations to recover and last long into the future?